We're speaking today with Vincent James, the author of 88 Ways Music Can Change Your Life. Thank you so much for joining me today. Vincent, what a beautiful book. I so enjoyed it. I recommend this to everybody and anybody. How long did it take to put this book together? This was a project.
Yes, and thank you so much, Kristen. It's great to be on the air talking with you today. And it was quite an undertaking, and we really had no idea when we had the idea how much it was going to involve. It took us about 8 months of reaching out to musicians and music teachers and music fans all around the world. And before all was said and done, I think we reached out to just over 6,000 people individually, you know, basically fishing for stories where they had some really special experience with music that they would be willing to share for our book. It really runs the gamut of different experiences that people had. Well, I'm a lifelong musician. I say lifelong, you know, from maybe about the age of 10. You know, my mom brought a piano into the house, and it was for herself. She wanted to learn how to play the piano as an adult. And I sat down on the, you know, the piano bench and started plunking out, you know, single note melodies, and pretty quick I got on, you know, Mary Had a Little Lamb, and I was kind of hooked from there. And, you know, eventually I got to have classical lessons, and it wasn't too long after that I got hooked on pop radio and started writing songs. So it was, for me, just a lifetime musician, and I've seen how much music has done for me and people that I'm surrounded with. What I saw with the way the world is going with music is it just seems like it's not being valued as much, you know, between the cuts in arts education in many areas of the country, and then also the switch in the business model from music, from people buying CDs or even MP3s to now everything is streaming and kids can listen to pretty much anything they want for free, you know, which is great, you know, that we can share so much. But if the musicians and songwriters aren't compensated enough, at some point quality new music is going to really go down the tubes, and who are going to be the musical heroes tomorrow for our kids and our grandchildren? So that's really why my wife and Joanne and I decided we wanted to form an organization called Keep Music Alive to help put the focus back on why music really is so important.
And this month is Music in Our Schools Month.
Well, that's right. The started actually in New York, 1973, started as a statewide advocacy program, and it expanded in 1985, and it's now a nationwide celebration of music in our schools. And for us, what we decided to do is we created something called Teach Music America Week for the third week in March, where we're encouraging musicians and music teachers all around the country to try to find at least one new student where they can teach a free lesson to and try to introduce them to an instrument that perhaps they're interested in. Because sometimes thinking about maybe doing something, whether it's a child or adult, you know, you just need somebody to kind of nudge us a little bit. By somebody offering you a free lesson on that piano or that guitar or violin or whatever instrument they might be interested in, it's going to kind of help really feed that spark, and we're hoping we'll help them continue to want to play, you know, long after the month is over.